Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk.
And good morning and welcome into the Tuesday edition of Coffee Break. Yes, this is not Troy Shockley. He is on vacation. Stuart Davis in studio with Kurt Kittleson as we've got a special show for you today. We are joined by the Executive Director of the Helena Building Industry Association, Donna Durkle. How are you doing, Donna?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for coming in. And we've also have Becca. Is it Cantrell?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I want to make sure I got that right. Becca Cantrell joining us as well. I didn't get your title, though, however.
I am one of the owners of Sussex Construction.
Oh, fantastic. Well, lovely to have you in as well today. So I guess we'll just jump right in it. We're going to save the Parade of Homes for a little bit later in the show because that's the big event coming up in the fall, which is a lot of fun, a lot of great things. I'm excited to talk about that. But first, let's just talk about in general what the Helena building or industry really does. I'm looking and I'm going to... Bear with me. I'm going to quote off your website. It says, the mission statement, we're an association of business people drawn together by home building, working to raise the standards of the building industry through education and civic involvement of our community industry. Break that down for us. What does that mean?
Well, think of us as a chamber of commerce just for home builders.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are dedicated to the advancement of home building and to the we serve as a collective voice for everyone who swings a hammer, does the financing. Our association is made up of associates and builders. So anything you can think of in the construction, the selling, the marketing of a home, those are our members. And the association's job is to make sure that their collective voice is heard down at City Hall, county government. We work with the Montana BIA on state issues. And we are part of a national organization, the National Association of Home Builders, which represent us in Washington, D.C. And we represent about 5,000 employees that work for our member companies.
Now, it says you got started in 1964, so you've been around for a while. So probably a little clout's been built up over the years with those lobbyists in Washington. But I didn't realize that you were also involved in real estate. That it seemed to me like it was just going to be, as when I say that, like the selling aspect. I thought it was just more construction and building. So it is about the real estate agents as well.
We have many wonderful real estate agencies and individual agents that belong to the association. Primarily, they represent new builds. But we have, as I mentioned a couple minutes ago, you know, the any facet of the new home is truly represented in the association membership. So if it's financing, it's decor, it's marketing and, you know, the sale of that home, it's the utilities, anything under the home in the ground, all those permits and titles that you need. We have it all at HBIA. And it's a really great group of people. I mean, we have a lot of fun. It sounds very serious. And we do have some pretty serious public policy issues that we represent the folks on, but we have a lot of fun too. We have golf tournaments and we have Christmas parties. We have our largest consumer event is the home show every year at the fairgrounds. And we expanded and did some fun things with that this year that were new and different. And then we have our annual Parade of Homes in the fall every year.
Yeah, again, we don't want to jump the shark on that one because again, that's coming up. But as far as you just had a golf tournament, I was going to bring that up. Talk a little bit about that event that just happened. I believe it was this past weekend.
It was this past weekend. It was a lot of fun. We were completely sold out. We maxed out every cart they could possibly find, and it was a lot of fun. We do a new ball drop where Northwestern Energy sponsors this fun thing where you drop hundreds of golf balls from one of their bucket trucks way up high on the green. And some lucky person will win $250. That's just some new fun things we added. We have a putting contest that, speaking of realtors, Uncommon Ground sponsored that. And yeah, it was a great time had by all. We were out there all day and then we had an awards banquet. And this is our first year in the new, brand new constructed Muni's Sports Club out there. So that was wonderful. And it was a beautiful day. And everyone had a great time.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, it was at Bill Roberts Golf Course.
It was at Bill Roberts.
Here in town. Yeah, looking at your website, so informative, so much great information people can go on. First, I guess, and we kind of touched on this, but go over again, who can become a member? It seems like it's pretty wide open. It's not just for, like I thought, contractors and people with hard hats and pile drivers, you know.
If you have an interest in the building industry, in the construction, marketing, sales of any of a home. If you want to do business with any of those folks. So we have hotels that belong. We have restaurants that belong. And that's just because they want to expand their profile of business within that market of builders and subcontractors. So if you have an interest in anything related to construction and home building and commercial construction as well, Dick Anderson Construction is one of our members, Golden Eagle Construction, and they do both commercial and residential.
And I see there's always... It's funny. I got my real estate license back in 2007. If you can remember what happened that year, that was probably one of the worst years ever to jump into the real estate business. So really poor timing on my part. But there was always continuing education. Do you guys help with that, with helping with organizing continuing education, safety training, things of that nature?
Absolutely. That's an important part. Professional development and making sure that our builders and our contractors have the highest level of commitment to quality and ethics. And we offer in the safety area, our members have the ability to go to free safety trainings through the Montana Building Industry Association. We partner with them on something called the Group Rewards Insurance Program. So they'll do forklift training, lots of different OSHA-based trainings. And so I've heard from members that if just attending those, if you send two or three people to those, it pays for your membership right there. It's great. And there's a program that also rewards our members for good safety records as part of that GRIP program. So they'll get money back. They get dividends back if they have a great safety record. In fact, I just heard from Sean at MBIA, and we're getting a good chunk of money back for all of our participants in that program.
Now, Becca, you're here with Donna today representing Sussex. Is that correct?
Yes, I'm here with Sussex, but also with Heron Creek.
Okay. Yeah. And that is going to be the site of the Parade of Homes.
Correct.
Correct.
Exactly.
Going to be a lot of fun. One thing before we really hit on that, I want to talk real quick about, because we've got a half hour, so don't think that I'm trying to rush you out the door. Let's get comfortable and get going. But the Home Lifestyle Expo that happened earlier in the year, you were talking about some fun, exciting things. Break that down, and how does that compare differently to the Parade of Homes?
Well, it's a trade. It's an expo where you have vendor booths. Everyone's been to many of them at the fairgrounds. But this year, we opened it up more to families. So the family experience was better. We had an entire kids area, and Home Depot came out and did the building workshop. We had face painting and balloons and free popcorn and, you know, lots of great things for the kids to do. I want to give a shout out to Carroll College, the track team out there. They were amazing, and
they did
all of the face painting for us. So they were a great group, and so that was an expanded new thing because, you know, mom and dad want to go to the home show. They want to talk to builders. They want to talk to, designers and get new ideas for building and what they can do when they remodel their kitchen and what are the latest products and services out there. And so that's really all about the products and services. And if you're looking to build or remodel or redesign, you can come get tips from and talk to the experts and meet the builders and find that perfect builder to build your home or to remodel your home.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to talk about, I've been building up to it, the Parade of Homes, the fun event. We'll have Becca Cantrell, also Donna Durkle, Executive Director of Helena Building Association, Industry Association, continuing here on Coffee Break. We'll be right back coming up.
I just wanted to step away from the show for a few seconds to tell you that if you miss an episode, you can always catch up. We're on iTunes, so find our show there or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Local and area events, city, state, and national officials, your neighbors doing incredible things. We talk to them all on Coffee Break, where Helena comes to talk. Now, back to our show.
And welcome back into Coffee Break on this Tuesday. We've got the Helena Building Industry Association Executive Director, Donna Durkle, joining us. Also, Becca Cantrell with Sussex, but really here to talk about the Parade of Homes, this wonderful event that is going to be taking place, I believe, October 4th through the 6th. technically on the 3rd, and we'll talk about what's going to happen on the 3rd. I believe there's a cool little event on the 3rd that
it's
really
a big party.
That's going to kick things off. Speaking of parties, you forgot to mention a beer garden at the Expo show that we had last segment.
That was a lot of fun.
You were talking about getting a crowd out there. Just open the beer garden.
One of our newest members, we were talking about different people joining for different reasons, different companies joining for different reasons, and Crooked Furrow is one of our newest members, and so they hosted our first ever beer garden at the home show, which gave Mom and Dad a little break. The kids could play and, you know, they could have a little beer and relax after walking the floor. So
something
it was good
for the entire family.
It was
fantastic. Well, of course, the Parade of Homes is, I think, the 27th year, almost 30 years of doing this. And this is the first, though, that you're doing. I read about an epicenter. What is this epicenter that I keep reading about? It sounds like it's a really neat event.
Well, it's kind of a formal word, but it's something that we landed on because it represents the focal point of the Parade of Homes this year. And think of it as an adult fun zone. So this is going to be the first ever additional fun. So in the past, you could just, you know, you would go and visit the homes and then you would just go about your way. Well, we are inviting you to come down to Heron Creek to not only see some wonderful homes that are right there in that subdivision, but we will have live entertainment. We have a stage that's going to have bands. We'll talk about all the great bands that are going to be out there. We'll have food. We have a wonderful kids area. We're going to have jumpies. We're going to have a hay maze. There will be lots of fun things to do, displays and a small area for booths and for some vendors related to the industry. Big, you know, displays for the other homes that aren't at Heron Creek, but we have 9 homes. So we want you to know all about the builders that are providing these beautiful homes that you can visit during that. And we're going to have a shuttle this year on Saturday, so you don't even have to drive to all the homes. You can come out to the epicenter, relax, enjoy, dance, eat, visit, play, jump, you know, do all that, and then get on the shuttle bus. And it'll just be on a constant loop, and you can visit all of the homes, get off at any home, get back on that shuttle bus, and it'll just come and go from the epicenter. So we're making it more fun. We're making it easier and more convenient this year, for sure.
Now, Becca, we're talking about Heron Creek is the location, and this is something you're involved with. Kind of tell us what Heron Creek is all about.
Heron Creek is a subdivision that my husband and I created a number of years ago. It's 130 acres, but over 30 of those acres are open space. We wanted to create a subdivision that wasn't just a bunch of rectangles all thrown together. We wanted to have a neighborhood, a village feel. I am from a little further east from here, as you can tell by my voice. And where I grew up, we had villages with centers and areas where the homes were closer together. And then we had homes on a little bit more land. Then we had homes that were more in the countryside. So we wanted to recreate that kind of neighborhood community feel. And so it's all about lifestyle out there. It's about the open space, the Montana lifestyle, being near the river, near the lakes, near the mountains, going biking, going running, having places for every member of your family to enjoy. So it's multi-generational. There's walking trails that are accessible for everybody. So you can have, say, granny living in a space that's got a smaller garden, easier to manage. And then you've got your young families with a little bit more of a yard so they can run about and play, or they can go down the trail and go to the playground that we have out there too, or they can go to the little ponds and go fishing. You know, so it's just very easy and accessible. And then you've got the people who are just wanting a bit more space and want to have, you know, their workshop for their toys and their equipment or their hobbies. And so they can really enjoy that Montana lifestyle without feeling like you've got to go live out in the Wop-Wops, out in the far mountains, far away from everything.
Well, and so it sounds like, but there was a conscious effort to have an environmental, not a heavy environmental impact, kind of working with nature.
Exactly.
When developing this.
Yeah, it was super important for us. We've been green builders long before green was even a cool or known thing. And so the idea for us, green is a very sort of philosophical concept. It's, you know, what it means to you and how that affects the environment that you live in and our carbon footprint, etc. So the concept of having a space that you can manage to live in with still enjoying the lifestyle of Montana. So we don't just get, you know, buy a 2-acre plot and fill it full of weeds because you can't manage it all. But also things like having a community septic system, shared wells, thoroughly thinking out the whole system of the development so that it works in community.
And I find it fascinating that it's a community that sounds like where I grew up as a kid, where that was the norm, where you had these, you knew your neighbors. The kids could walk safely up and down the streets.
Exactly.
They could head over to the playground.
Exactly.
So it sounds kind of not nostalgic, but something that I think people are trying to get back to.
Yes, I think the temptation here in Montana is we have a lot of space, so people buy a big lump of land and then they don't know what to do with it or how to manage it. They don't have time to deal with it, even if they know what to do with it. So it's wonderful to have a space that is manageable. And that's the key here, is lifestyle. And so that you have time to live and you're not just frantically running around trying to manage everything and maintain things. But making a place that is beautiful to live in. And you feel, like you said earlier, comfortable for the children to go running off and playing. There's places to go. There's a trail around Heron Creek that's over a mile long. So a lot of people, even people who don't live there yet, are running around that trail, enjoying the scenery, enjoying the landscape, and harnessing the wildlife in the area as well.
Now, when people come to the Parade of Homes, there are 9 homes total.
Correct.
But how many are there some in Heron Creek?
Yes, we have 3 homes that are actually in Heron Creek itself. So super easy for people to literally walk from home to home and enjoy those while the kids are, you know, playing in the bouncy house or running through the hay bale maze or whatever. You can grab a beer because I think, is it correct, Donna? Crooked Fire are going to be at the hub as well, right?
We are finalizing that now. There will be a beer garden.
Another beer garden.
Oh, hey.
Sign me up. I'm there.
Oh, yeah. Super fun. So, you know, they've got food trunks and drinks and things to see. So people can, like, take the whole family out and enjoy walking around, checking out all the builders from their booths that are out there. Have a beer, have a bite to eat. The kids are running around playing. You can walk from house to house out there and check out those things. And then also understand what's out there. In the past, for Parade of Homes, and like Donna said, we've done the Parade of Homes for nearly 30 years. Sussex has been in the Parade of Homes for 19 years. In the past, it's just been a scattering of houses and across, you know, over 20, 30 miles of between houses sometimes. So it's a lot of driving for people, and it seems very separated sometimes. And so what we wanted to do is create more of a community family event feel of a Parade of Homes. And so the idea is that people can come to the hub, understand what's out there, learn what's out there, enjoy themselves, relax, have a beer, and be able to get on a bus, check it all out, and take their time and enjoy the day. And really, you know, building a house is one of the most expensive things most people will ever do. It's very important. It's a huge impact on the environment and your neighborhood. So to have time to make the right choice is very important for people. So to be able to look at the different builders, look at their products, see if it works for you, and take time and enjoy it. And have a wonderful family weekend.
Right now, we are at Coffee Break with Helena Building Industry Association Executive Director Donna Durkle and Becca Cantrell with Sussex and Heron Creek. Before we get really back to the Parade of Homes, one last thing. Heron Creek, are there different plans or are there different styles of homes?
Yes.
Will this be a good representation of the different homes that
Yes.
you can build when you're out in that
Absolutely,
development?
Absolutely, yeah. The idea with Heron Creek is to encourage Montana style homes, but there's a lot of variation in that. You know, we have 2 homes ourselves that we're showing in the Parade of Homes at Heron Creek. One of them is your farmhouse style. It's a lot of open living space and that classic white with black windows, really gorgeous, picking up on the very on-point designs that you're seeing on Pinterest these days. And the other house is a much more traditional Montana timber frame, where you've got big timbers and lots of wood accents, wood floors, things like that. So very different styles, very different price points as well, just to show the variation and the variety that you can have. And then the other builder out there, Pentecost, his house too is going to have its own style. And every builder has their own style, whether they mean to or not. We all have our signature styles. And so this is a great opportunity for people to really check out those styles and see which one meshes with them.
Now, how do the houses get chosen for the Parade of Homes, Donna?
Excuse me. It really has a loyal following. Our builders and our in the area and our members, and we get new members that want to put their home in the parade. a lot of them just, they come to us because it's an excellent opportunity for marketing. And they have the ability to showcase and to have thousands of people come through, see their craftsmanship, and be able to talk to them and establish a relationship. So when they're ready to build their home, they'll remember that particular builder that was right for them. So it's something that is a combination of us reaching out and promoting and talking to the builders. But we have that loyal following that, you know, as Becca mentioned, Sussex did it for 19 years. This is what, your 20th year?
This is our 19th year.
19th year of putting homes in. And some people put multiple homes in the parade. Some builders do. So it's a sought-after event. And we've been very fortunate to have the loyalty and the craftsmanship to be able to showcase. It's an important event that, you know, it's an opportunity to educate the public on the importance of making those proper decisions, showcasing different types of style and craftsmanship, and just different ways of creating that American dream for yourself when you're ready to build that home.
And also, it's just fun too, you know. Over the 20-odd years or so I've been going to the Parade of Homes, it's always just fun to look at houses and just see what's out there. If even you're planning on building right now, or if maybe you just want to repaint one room or remodel, like Donna said earlier, your kitchen or a bathroom, or your landscaping, because landscapers are included in this too. It's just really fun to check it out and see what's happening and what's going on in this town.
Now, I think that's a great point, that people can get ideas for their own home. It's not even about purchasing a new home,
right,
but maybe getting ideas. I love that bathroom. I like the way that countertop is set up. I like the island in the kitchen. So there are all these design features maybe you can incorporate into your home.
Exactly.
And then obviously then you guys can point people in the right direction to, you know, bring them together, whoever the contractor is or that can help do that. Now, this event starts on Friday, October the 4th from 2 to 7, runs Saturday, October 5th from 9 in the morning to 6 p.m., and Sunday the 6th from 10 to 4. But on the 3rd, it seems like there's a big party, a VIP night. It's the Big Bash and Bus Tour. Talk a little bit about this. This sounds a lot of fun.
It is. So this has been the most popular thing that we do probably all year long, and it's a hoot. So everyone gets together. It's all the sponsors, all the builders, and civic leaders, members. Anyone who wants to come can come out. We've done it in different locations this year. We're doing it under a big tent out at Heron Creek, and there'll be a shuttle from in town to get out there if you want. And it's dinner and music and some cocktails and sodas, and just a really great time for networking. People can relax. The homes are ready. All the builders finally get to, you know, celebrate their creations. And so we get together, have dinner, fun, and then we board all these beautiful coach buses, and we have a VIP special pre-screening. They get to see those homes before anybody else does. And so they'll tour the homes and then come back that evening, and it's a lot of fun.
And tickets, how do they purchase tickets for this particular event? Because the Parade of Homes, it's just you kind of go, and then there's activities that you, I guess, it's a free event for the Parade of Homes for the most part.
No. Actually, for the Parade of Homes, you buy a ticket.
Okay.
And how much is it this year, Donna?
It's still $10.
Okay.
And you will need it. You'll need a ticket to get into the Epicenter. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to have a ticket to enjoy all that as well. And you can buy tickets right at Heron Creek. There'll be a ticket office, but at any other home as well. Mm-hmm. So people are used to just going out to, I'm going to start, up in, you know, in the north section. And there's a house out there. You can go there, buy your ticket. And then you just show that at every house. So that's $10, which we kept the ticket price at the same, even though we're offering so much more this year with all the entertainment and fun and food and beer garden and transportation out at the Epicenter. And so those tickets are available at helenabia.com on our website, but they will also be available at almost all of the businesses in Helena. In particular, I do need to give a shout out to the main title sponsors that make it all possible. You know, in addition to partnering with one of our builder members like Sussex and Heron Creek, that gave us the opportunity to have this wonderful event out there. The Parade of Homes is made possible every year by very generous, loyal sponsors. And this year, our title sponsors include BMC, Builders First Source, First Community Bank, First Interstate Bank, Opportunity Bank, and Valley Bank. All my banks, yay!
Good old banks.
We love you. Thank you so much for supporting. And back to VIP night. That is a $75 ticket price, and you can get those at helenabia.com as well.
And that includes supper as well. I mean,
right? It sounds like a lovely evening.
It's super fun. I've gone to it for years and years, and it's such a fun event. It's just a little bit more elegant, a little bit more laid back. You're not rushing. You're just enjoying the home and communicating with everybody, networking, chatting, having a great time. It's super fun.
They have a lot of fun on the buses. There are bus hosts, and they do games, and everyone's having a really good time.
There's all sorts of silliness. It's a great time.
Well, a couple of things. First, I want to know who is in charge of the bands, because I love the name Vanilla Gorilla. Did you do that? Was that you, Donna?
Isn't that your own band?
I cannot take credit for that. It is a great name. It's one of the bands that we have out there. I think they're playing on Saturday.
Yep.
From in the beginning part of the day, 11 to 1. And we also have Helena Blues Project, and they'll be in the afternoon on Saturday from 2 to 4. 10 Years Gone is playing on Sunday in the morning.
They're great too.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. All these are really talented bands. And the Just In Case Band will wrap up for Sunday evening.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of them. One thing, as we've got just about a minute left here, there's a parade app. You've gone into the 21st century. Talk a little bit about the Parade app. That's a really convenient app.
The Parade Craze app is your key to the event. So if you download that at Google or, you know, the Play Store, it's a very simple way you can find out directions to each home. There's pictures of the home on the app, information about the builder, a profile, what the square footage is, who did the interior design, and it will give you directions to each home. And there's a fun part of this too. You get to vote for your favorite home. We have a People's Choice Award every year, and on the back of your ticket that you get, there is a ballot. And we have homes for the second year in a row now, divided in two different categories. You have that Park Avenue, luxurious, very, you know, very expensive usually home. And then you have your Main Street category, which is the more average and upper priced, beautiful home as well. But a little bit maybe more attainable for more people. And so we've divided it, and you can vote within those categories. So you're going to pick your favorite kitchen, your favorite master bedroom, landscaping, your best overall within each of those categories. It's super fun, and you can win a prize if you do fill out your ballot and turn it in.
Well, thank you so much, ladies, for coming in today. Again, Executive Director of the Helena Building Industry Association, Donna Durkle, Becky Cantrell with Sussex and Heron Creek. Thank you so much. This Parade of Homes will be October 4th through the 6th. Go online, check it out. At that website, again, is helenabia.com.
That's it. Thank you. We hope to see you guys out there.
Thank you
so much.
I'm Troy Shockley, and that's it for Coffee Break today. Be sure to check us out on iTunes. Head on over. Give us a review there. That's always much appreciated. Or swing by coffeebreak959.podbean.com. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here tomorrow.